Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours, all yell out an NFL player and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn. And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker.
Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Gang's all here.
The gang is all here.
1 week before training camp. Well, like 9 days. We're all back. First time we've all been here since what? It's a while, right?
Josh was off before I was off.
Yep. Owen was out for a little bit there, right? Like, you're here, I'm here. Mm-hmm. We're all here.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. At least, was it before all the Sabres offseason stuff probably happened?
Maybe.
All the Sabres offseason stuff. They signed two players. Sorry.
Yeah. Quickly, if you could, recap everything I missed in the last 11 days.
There you go.
All right. Good.
Over.
I saw.
Wimbledon was fun, you know?
Yeah.
What else? The Blue Jays won like a bunch of games in a row. The Club World Cup happened, I guess. Although, I guess I didn't watch any of it.
No.
Then nothing happened with the Bills, really, which is good, right?
Like, that's good.
This is probably the time of year where the only thing that could happen with a team would be, the Chargers are maybe going through this right now. Najee Harris has an eye injury from a fireworks accident.
Yeah, I saw
that. That's the kind of news you might hear from your football team. Harris, I guess, is going to be okay. I guess there's not like a lot of details on it, but should be ready for the start of the year.
Eye patch will get a question, you know, like, hey, something happened there?
Yeah.
Especially right after July 4th. So, okay.
Yeah.
Good. That happened. What else? I had a dynasty fantasy draft while I was out. So, I don't know if that means what that means to you, but did that.
A rookie draft or?
Yeah, a rookie draft.
Okay.
Yes.
Not like a restart, a startup.
Rookie and veterans, you know, free agents, blah, blah, blah. So,
okay.
The Quinshon Judkins news has hit that league pretty, like, whoa. Okay.
Where did you pick in that one? High?
I picked very high. I picked 2 and 6, and I'll trade it up back into the first for Luther Burden because I'm obsessed with wide receivers. I'm the same guys as when I left.
Yeah.
You know? Right. What did I do? I went into that draft, that dynasty draft, needing running backs. What did I come out with, Joe? Travis Hunter and Luther Burden.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Am I going to change my stripes now? No, yep. Thanks.
Yep, I got my Scott Fishbowl draft that is currently going right now. Actually, I am on the clock, but the draft is paused until 8 a.m.
Oh, good.
So I could make the pick whenever I want, but my clock doesn't start until 8.
Okay.
Because it stops overnight. So at some point I'll make that pick. Michael Penix is the top-ranked player on the board right now.
Have a good time with that.
Yeah.
I started watching the quarterback series. I think I'm going to keep on that for a little while.
Okay.
What else happened? I've got some stuff. I was on vacation with my family. So my wife's family, our family, there's a big yearly, week long, everybody goes to a lake and does the thing, which is amazing. It was wonderful. Golfed a little bit. I saw a Chinook helicopter. Maybe you saw. I posted the video of that. The
video was crazy.
That was pretty wild.
I didn't know. Okay, so I didn't know where you were. That was the day. So Nate was in one day last week on Tuesday, and we were sitting here in the break, and that video popped up on my phone, and I didn't know the context of that course is next to an airbase?
A small airport.
Small airport.
Yeah, it's just a small airport in Penyan.
Okay.
And we heard this sound, and we come across, you know, we come over the hill on the 12th hole, the 12th green, and sure enough, there's a two-rotor military Chinook just doing passes, and you can wave to a guy in the back. So that was a highlight. That was cool.
Yeah, because on the video, you don't really, you can't tell right away that there is an airport there, and it's just, is this an emergency landing?
Right,
or
right.
Why is there a military-style helicopter that is landing, like, in the fairway?
Yeah.
But it didn't actually land in the fairway. But that's a pretty unique experience, I would say.
Yeah, not too far from the green complex where we were. And funny thing happened after tweeting it out. I pointed out that I double bogeyed the two holes where we saw the helicopter, and someone said we should call double bogeys Chinooks.
Call double bogeys Chinooks.
Because that's the kind of helicopter, I guess, that it was. And
it's got
two rotors.
Two rotors.
And what do two rotors look like? Two pluses.
Okay.
Put me down for a Chinook.
Okay.
I think it's kind of good.
Yeah.
I do have other golf content to get to from that day of golf. I experienced one of the wildest things I've ever seen on a golf course. So we'll get caught up on that.
More than the helicopter? Wilder than the helicopter?
Equally memorable.
Equally
memorable. Memorable.
Didn't really answer the question, but he kind of answered the question. Okay. All right, yep. I'm excited.
So, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Happy to be back.
It's a major week, by the way. You're back just in time for a major week.
That's right. I watched a lot of the Scottish Open yesterday, which featured brown grass.
Yes.
Brown fairways.
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful? Look at this beautiful place. not just, you know, your usual European British Open style golf, but brown.
Is it weird that it's brown more there when it feels like it rains more often?
I don't know how it works.
Because it does. It rains more in Scotland. Like, undoubtedly, it rains more there than it does here, and yet their grass, shouldn't their grass be greener then? Or no?
Yeah.
Because they don't get we got the Kentucky bluegrass and the Bermuda, whatever.
Bent grass, all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else are we catching up on? Everyone saw Nate's feet on Twitter.
If you have not seen, imagine somebody who has no idea what we're talking about right now. If you have not seen Nate's feed on Twitter, it is must-see.
Yeah.
Must-see. You can't believe it's real.
No, it's crazy.
You can't believe it's real. It's like he lathered them in, like, the, what's that, what's the, like, the old man sunscreen? The
zinc?
Zinc.
Yeah.
Like, he just dumped his feet in a bucket of zinc sunscreen before he walked out onto the turf to hit a golf ball.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Amazing.
We also got new lights in here.
Yeah, this is your first time in here with
the lights. This is my first time in here with the new lights and the camera that looks a little more directly. So, you know, when we're making these awesome points, people can stare. I can look directly into people's souls if that's what they want. So, yeah, you know, is this angle better for us? Probably. I'm good with it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's right on as opposed to, you know, off to the side a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, and just put up a picture of Nate's feed on the YouTube channel if you want to.
He did.
So this is where the YouTube feed, if you're, you know, following us on the stream, like and subscribe and join us and watch us there, you can get the visual of Nate's feed on the show. And you might think, you don't want that? And that's all right if you don't. So anyway, yeah, it was a great time away, great week away. I've been away for a while. Been with family for a while. My family visited, then we went away with my wife's family, so it's been nuts.
Was it also blisteringly hot at the lake you were at?
It was
miserably hot.
Yeah, it was. It was 90. It was 90 degrees. You know, we were very close. So, you know, if you want to just jump in the water, you could do that.
You had the lake.
We did. We had the lake right there.
If you're going to have a week like that, I mean, be at a body of water. Because here it was like, when you don't have that relief, it's just you feel like you are drowning from the humidity and being lit on fire simultaneously from how hot it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was brutal the last couple of days. And I think today maybe is supposed to be a little that, or tomorrow maybe.
Yeah.
There's another hot day coming.
It's starting tomorrow to feel like training camp. Like, that's what that feels like.
Yes.
A lot of times we'll do the feels like football conversation where you walk outside, there's a crisp kind of chill in the air, and it feels like football. Training camp is blisteringly hot, where, you know, for the players on the field, I imagine it's very hot. Of course, they take precautions and all that, but if you're there, you don't want to sit on the bleachers with your bare skin kind of heat. That's what you get when you go to Fisher. Or if you're a member of the media, you're standing on the track, and it feels like the sun is beating you so hard that the soles of your sneakers will melt into the track. So it feels like training camp, and we're getting closer. I know the rookies are reporting in Detroit and L.A. for the Chargers. We've got the situation with the second-round picks. Nobody's signed. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a league-wide story that's just kind of quiet. You know, hey, none of the second-round picks signed. Okay.
It maybe can be related to the collusion story from the last week. I guess that might be the story you missed over the week, which is that owners colluded to keep guaranteed money down, and here are second-round rookies as a collective basically saying we're not signing for anything but the fully guaranteed amount, which is what the only two second-round rookies that have signed so far signed for fully guaranteed contracts.
Yep.
So are the rest going to hold firm on that? I mean, the first guy that got tested on that, Trey Harris in L.A., is not at Chargers training camp. So, like, honestly, it's not as big a deal because he plays an important of a role, but, like, James Cook said he's going to be at training camp. There's really no holdout coming from him. T.J. Sanders might not be there next week for the Bills. Like, if this rookie's not going, and we'll see if anybody else reports before the Bills do and has that tested. But right now, I feel like Sanders won't be there. Be my guess right now. I mean, it kind of sounds like none of the second-round rookies are going to be at their team's training camps.
Well, it's
I don't even know if they can be, if they're not signed. Is that the thing where they can be, but even if they're not signed, but there's, like, injury risk to that?
Yeah.
So, okay, so he could be there, but I just feel like if he's not signed, then why take the risk?
So, a couple things on this. I did see the collusion story about the guaranteed money, and I know that Pablo Torre and Mike Florio have been all over this document about it. It gets pretty legalese and in the weeds, and if you're a big football fan, maybe you do care, maybe you don't care about this kind of thing. The second round pick part of it, I know that Trey Harris is the first one to not show up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, collusion's a funny thing when you have a union where they're all trying to do the same thing for each other, mm-hmm. and owners that are competing against that union try to do all the same things for each other. The idea that mm-hmm. owners would want to keep guaranteed money down is not the least bit shocking, because when they go to negotiations for a new CBA, they all get together and make a plan together. Mm-hmm. So, to me, you know, collusion between competing businesses is one thing. It's for, you know, these airlines to rig prices on flights or something like that. In this case, you've got all these NFL teams that are thought to be competitors, but they are in the same league. They are not really competitors. They are on the same team. They are raising money together. They are splitting money from television networks, and that money is going bonkers. So the idea that they're colluding, to me, does make sense. With Trey Harris, in his case, the only reason he's the story is because that's the first team that went to camp.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are, what, 20 picks between him and the next guy that's supposed to sign? The first two picks of the second round, that's Carson Schwesinger and Jaden Higgins, got fully guaranteed deals. The next guy up is Nick Emmanuari of Seattle.
Safety.
He got drafted by the Seahawks. He'd be the next one up. For Harris to either report or do anything would basically be jumping over 20 players in the timeline of, hey, what's going to happen here? Who's going to break first? So when we get to next week and training camps start to open up in earnest with rookies, I bet we don't see 21 guys all sitting out. That's just my bet. I don't know if that's going to be right or not, but somebody here is going to break, right, in the second round, whether it's a team or if it's a player. You know, you see the usual, all the GMs want to fight this other GM because he gave his player a contract that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, they're mad at him. Okay, congratulations.
Well, this was fair, but that was part of the collusion part of it, was there were text messages between a bunch of different owners. I think the Chargers owner and the Cardinals owner were the ones that I saw made the rounds the most, and it was basically, I mean, the bad part of those texts, I think, was like, hey, if you set up Kyler's contract this way, and they named these quarterbacks, which is why I think they could actually take legal action against the teams if they really wanted to. But it was, hey, if you do this with Kyler, then I'll be able to do this with Justin Herbert next year. But I think what preceded it all was them both texting with each other about, like, are you kidding me, Cleveland? Like, you gave, what did you give to Deshaun Watson? That calling the owner an idiot and, you know, being very upset with the Browns, basically, that you gave Deshaun Watson that contract, which I think is the source of all of this, by the way.
Right.
I think you're probably right. Like, 21 guys sitting out. Maybe we have a few, but, you know, I don't know who will want to, it depends. One guy's going to have to want to be that first through and, you know, do they care enough? I mean, if they're, I think what might make it different with them, if they see their, you know, their rookie counterparts as like a stronghold or something as compared to your teammates, but you really don't know your teammates yet. And that might make it a little different. Like, James Cook will report to training camp in part, he said he wants his money, he doesn't want to get fined, but in part because he's a part of the culture now, right? And he knows all the guys and he's been close to the Super Bowl with them, and they, you know, he might feel ingrained in everything that's happening with the Bills and feel like he's a part of it. Whereas a rookie that's only done what? Been to rookie minicamp so far in OTAs? He might feel more inclined to sit out if everybody else is, because he might not feel as ingrained in all that culture and that team atmosphere that, you know, somebody that's played there for 3 years might.
There's also the possibility that, you know, so Emmanuari is really the next one up. They offer him a contract that's not fully guaranteed, but mostly guaranteed, and maybe it's missing two small pieces. He's like, fine, I'll sign it. Let's go to the camp. And now you're on to Judkins, by the way, who's in the news and has not yet signed.
They might want to skip over that one.
That situation might be tough. The Texans also have another guy in the second round. So to have signed a fully guaranteed second round pick, they have another guy later. I don't know if they're going to do that there. So is it an interesting story? I think it is for the people that like to really get in the weeds on the league and the legalities and all that stuff. But
it's only really an interesting story for everybody if it graduates to such an extreme level, which is that they are all sitting out.
Right, the entire second round. I saw Chris Long said this, and he's probably right. He said on his Greenlight podcast, he said, basically, this is big news only because football's not happening yet. And the moment everybody gets to camp, and he wasn't trying to say that like to bury it, just that the moment everybody gets to camp, this story is going to go get buried, and we're going to watch guys catching footballs and watch guys throwing footballs, and we're all going to be in football mode, and that's that. And you might have a month or two to find out what's happening with this part of it, the collusion part of it, the guaranteed money part of it, and then it's, you know, Thursday night, and off we go. Thursday night football. We are 8 weeks away, less than 8 weeks away now from the start of the season, so
8 weeks from yesterday was the Bills Ravens opener.
Real quick to follow to end on this one guy that I feel like will be tested more than anybody on this if the other second round rookies haven't signed by next week. Tyler Shuck went 40th overall, one pick ahead of TJ Sanders. And is he not the betting favorite to start week one next year for the Saints? And if this thing is still going next week when camp shows up, is he going to be like on the phone with his agent? Like, okay, what are we doing here? Yeah. I'm not going to go. Like I'm maybe going to start. And if I'm not there for a week, does that put me behind the eight ball? Do they now put, who's the other guy? Spencer Rattler above me now to start? Like, if he might be thinking about starting more than he's thinking about any of the guaranteed money part of it. So that might be the guy that, you know, if nobody has signed in a few days, that guy might sign just because he needs to get rolling. He needs to be throwing footballs at training camp so that he can start for them in week one.
803-0550. I wouldn't expect anyone to have a real, you know, thought or take on all the second round picks are not signed.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, you know, TJ Sanders, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how he makes a difference for the Bills. I'm sure he'll get signed. I'm sure it'll all eventually figure itself out, maybe in the week after rookies report. It'll be 2 days late for every second round pick. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But camp is approaching.
Well, if it's 9 days away and then the day before veterans report, right? Mm-hmm. So in a week from today be when rookies report?
For the Bills, I believe so.
Okay, so a week from today for rookies.
Actually,
right? I think that's right.
In some cases, you go, well, there's reporting to St. John Fisher, there's reporting to facilities.
Right.
You know, whatever. For the Bills and their camp dates, we'll find the very latest on this. Players report, rookies report tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for
Oh, a week early.
Yep, okay. A week early.
Sweet.
So they're going to be at St. John, rookies will be at St. John Fisher tomorrow, just rookies. And that's, you know, your draft class, your UDFAs, that's Max Hairston,
mm-hmm.
that's not Sanders.
I guess tomorrow's
the day we find out for that.
Nobody's there, though, so
media's not there.
Would we even find out, if Sanders is there?
It's a good question.
I feel like we might not. Sal's in Italy, so we know he won't be there.
Sal is in Italy.
We know one media member definitely will not be there unless he is flying from Florence overnight to get to St. John Fisher.
To recap what the entire WGR staff is doing, on the one side I got Nate's feet tweeted at the world, and on the other side, Sal tweeted a dinner from Italy that looked to be a bolognese and a glass of red wine, and it made me want to make the trip myself immediately.
Yep.
So I think Sal wins that one.
The picture of Florence with all the red roofs across, like that'd be a place to be right now. It's probably very hot there though.
But. Yeah, that's probably right. But we're here, we're hanging out. We've got a major championship this weekend with the Open Championship, the British Open, whichever you want to call it. I'm not going to be a golf snob on that. I do have a golf question for you later on.
Okay.
It is 9 days from the start of training camp. Rookies report tomorrow, and off we go. You know, that kind of good stuff. The Sabres are dormant. We'll let you know.
I was just going to say dormant.
Dormant?
Dormant's the word.
Like a volcano that's dormant. You don't know if it'll ever actually erupt again, but, you know, it's there.
Yeah. Byram has arbitration in like a couple weeks. So by then, maybe we have something that has happened between him and them. I did a podcast yesterday where the guy led me in with, it's been a very active offseason for the Sabres. I'm like, I think that's the reason people might be upset right now. It does not feel like it's been very active. They have signed like two players that might play for the team.
I saw
this year
NHL.com
tweeted for two more.
Tweeted out, it's been a fascinating offseason for the Buffalo Sabres.
Fascinating.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. But.
Fascinating, active, dormant. Dormant feels like the most accurate, I would say, so far of those three.
So anyway, home run derby tonight.
Home run derby tonight. Like
home run derby.
I used to love the home run derby. I'm not even like a huge fan of baseball when I was a kid, but I would always watch the home run derby. And like you just told me that, like I had no idea. I don't know what's the format.
We're doing
clocks and stuff now.
They've done that for a couple of years.
We're doing like round robins or something.
What are they supposed to do? The home run derby has got to be the number one. You're a kid and you liked it event. It's got to be number one.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're 12.
Adults didn't used to like the home run derby?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, but I bet they liked it more when they were a kid, too.
I think what they're really supposed to do is just everybody hits and whoever hit the most home runs win. None of this, oh, bracket, double round robin, this guy plays this guy, and wait, this guy had the most home runs, but this is the guy who won. I think, didn't we have that last year? The guy who hit the most home runs did not win the home run derby?
Yeah, it happens from time to time.
Like, just line them up, and whoever hits the most home runs wins. Anyone who wants to pitch it to him, get Chris Berman on the mic and let him scream back, 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 back until the ball goes out of play.
Yep.
And there's your derby.
I might go for two rounds, maybe. But yeah, you do get a situation where a guy hits 30 in the first round, and then he's gassed by the time they get to the championship or the final round.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought the home run derby was about the park, too. Like, what the park looks like. Fenway,
yeah.
Wrigley, Baltimore.
I remember it in San Francisco, yeah. One of those years. Where it was
Are they going to hit it in the water?
In the water, yeah.
There's a lot of cool places where the park is really the star, so you can see where guys can hit it to. And tonight it's Atlanta, and I got to be honest, I don't know that park that well. I'm not that worried about that park. I know it's kind of new. Does it have any sort of characteristic like Wrigley or Camden where Ken Griffey Jr. hits the warehouse? Probably not. So, you know, okay. Will I pop that on? Yes, I will. But home run derby memories for me. The other thing I think about is, and we'll have to see if they still do this, that they still have approximately 60 fifth graders running around trying to catch the ball in the air. Because that's always fun.
That was cool.
Which kid is going to take a dive?
Yep.
Which kid's going to actually come up with the catch? That's all tonight.
I hope they have that. I hope they have the fifth graders running around. I'm looking at a picture of Truist Park right now in Atlanta, and there's no, like, there's no distinguishing feature that I would say they're hitting into.
Yeah, all right.
Tonight. It's just a
Atlanta
scoreboard and some buildings.
Very
basically.
Good. 803-0550 if you want to join us. 1-888-550-2550. I've got a thought on a Bills Twitter poll for you about their offseason. Now that we are the week before camp, mm-hmm. feels like if you want to, we can kind of look back on their offseason. Did they have a good one? Did they have a great one? Where do Bills fans kind of land? I mean, we all feel pretty good about the team. But how about the offseason? I'll put a Twitter poll up. I'll ask you what you think about that. I've got a golf question. I've got a taco question. I've got a great taco question. I watched some of the 3-on-3 league. Have you done that yet?
Wait, like ice cubes?
The basketball big three.
The big three?
Yeah, I watched some of that yesterday.
I remember watching it like 5 years ago when it first started. I don't even think I knew it was still going.
Saw Lance Stevenson yesterday. He's in that.
Oh, I did know it was still going because I did see a video of him a week ago.
Yeah.
You watch that?
I watched some of that.
Was that at the lake?
No. That was yesterday, back home attempting to clean the house. And I put the big three on. And 6 minutes in, there was a conversation about challenging for who touched the ball when it went out of bounds. And I was like, see you later. No, I watched a little more than that. So I've got some takeaways to share with you. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We're all back. It's, it's football time almost. Rookies report tomorrow, and the Bills open camp next week, Wednesday. So with the Hall of Fame game approaching quickly, we are 17 days away, right, from the Hall of Fame game. That's when that thing goes.
Yep.
On the 31st, the last day in July this month. We've got lots to get to. Tyler Dunn scheduled to join us a little bit later today. Also, Ben Gretsch. He is a Substack called Stealing Signals, which is good for fantasy, for gambling, and just for knowing kind of what's in there to find out about these teams in the NFL. His most recent post was about the AFC East, so I reached out and said, like, hey, Ben, let's dig into this. What he called it was unpredictable offenses, plural. And he included something about the Bills that I think people will find interesting. So that's at 9:30. I'll get you that stat from Ben on the Bills. Before we do that, plenty to get to. It's going to be hot out there today. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.